Welcome back to Mixed Monks, where theology meets pantry inventory. I'm Brother Hugo, Abbey Scholar, Keeper of Codes, and currently investigating the rising threat of legume-based chaos.
And I'm Brother Horatio, Flavor Friar, Sauce Sorcerer, and hold on. That was a peanut, a roasted one, with sea salt from the New World.
Of course. Today's topic, the peanut, also known as earthnut, ground pea, or as I prefer to call it, potentially fatal feast day filler. Peanuts originate from South America, first cultivated by ancient civilizations like the Inca. They were ground into paste, brewed in drinks, and never, ever stuffed into honey cakes by unstable monks.
Okay, but hear me out, peanuts. And honey, and a little cinnamon, rolled into a ball, covered in crushed almonds.
You are describing spiritual collapse.
I'm describing flavor enlightenment, brother. The Lord made the peanut. The devil made peanut brittle.
There are whispers that some brethren are reacting poorly to these legumes.
Poorly, like emotionally?
Poorly, like throat closing, parchment clutching, dramatic collapse in the Abbey hallway.
Ah, yes. That may have been Brother Cyril. He said he was fine, but also said, tell my bees I love them, so...
Henceforth, we initiate the peanut pardon protocol. 1. No peanuts during morning prayers. 2. No peanut hiding in communion wafers. 3. No peanut butter scrolls.
You take the fun out of legumes.
I take life-threatening snack sabotage seriously.
Let it be written, let it be salted, that peanuts shall be revered, respected, and eaten only by monks with functioning airways.
Let it be doubly noted. Any monk caught inventing peanut wine will be reassigned to latrine duty for 40 days and 40 nuts.
And nights?
Don't push me, brother.
We thank you, dear listeners, for joining us in today's crunchy contemplation. May your snacks be safe and your legumes divine.
Until next time, remain vigilant, read your labels, and never trust a friar with a jar.
Mixed Monk, taste the adventure.